and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this absolutely wonderful Wednesday. I'm not going to call it Hump Day Wednesday. It's Wonderful Wednesday, November 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So far, I have been sending out this cute little meme. It's a cartoon drawing of Trump taking out the trash with Biden and Harris in a garbage bin wearing a garbage safety vest. If you'd like that, TG for Trump garbage. And also, we have a answer to everybody's question. I've gotten so far probably 150, 180, somewhere like that this morning. Did Vicky win? Did Vicky win? Did Vicky win? So if you'd like to know that, text me VV or Victorious Victoria. Yes, she won. She absolutely kicked Cheryl Guy's butt in the attempt to do the writing campaign against her, which was totally funded by a Democratic super PAC. Cheryl Guy in the county building was bragging to somebody else, saying that she has not spent one dime of her own money on that writing campaign. They offered to pay for her signs, pay for the mailers, chase the absentee ballots, do the newspaper ads, get everybody to endorse her writing campaign. We even had a township supervisor in Elk Rapids, Michigan, Dorrance Amos, did and paid for a quarter page ad of his own telling everybody to vote for Donald Trump to save America. Vote for Donald Trump. And oh, by the way, P.S. write in Cheryl Guy for county clerk. This guy's a piece of work. Well, they got defeated big time. As a matter of fact, the rumor is that she was so upset, she quit counting and shut the clerk's office down in Antrim County at midnight last night and went home crying. Ron Jolly from WTCM, 580 AM, a big super AM station during the day, reporting that Cheryl Guy lost her write-in campaign against Victoria Bishop. So a great Patriot friend, longtime Patriot brother, Jason Gilman from Traverse City, him and his wife Candy Gilman, good friends of ours. We've known them ever since 2010 when we ran for state senate against Howard Walker. He produced and authored and produced a country music song called Victorious Victoria. So if you'd like to hear it, I stayed up all night. I couldn't go to sleep. I was so wired watching Donald Trump give his speech. I just kept going. I produced a short little YouTube, about 3 minutes long, putting some photographs in there. I just threw some stuff in there from the campaign, threw it together based on the lyrics to the song. So if you'd like to see it, text me VV, Victorious Victoria. I got a text message from State Representative Matt Maddock last night. He said, I think about 4 o'clock this morning, he texted me and said, Randy, thank you so much for doing what you've been doing for so many years. Much of what happened in Michigan last night was attributable to you and your show. The information that you get out to people, that PAG's video went viral in Michigan. I didn't even know it, but people are spreading it like crazy, like wildfire downstate from some of you guys. Well, some of you guys is like Mike down in Lenawee. He sends me a text message that really touched my heart this morning. He said, Randy, it was hard not to get a little emotional watching Trump give his victory speech early this morning. This man has walked through fire again and again and again for us. When all is said and done, I really believe that his presidency could be written into the same paragraph of our country's history as Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War and George Washington during the Revolutionary War, as individuals that overcame tremendous adversity to save our country and our republic. No one should have any doubt that our constitutional republic is on a precipice of which there is no return once set down that path. Donald Trump is the president we need right now. Randy, everyone owes you a debt of gratitude for your hard work and your use of your platform to help our country by educating and motivating the people in Michigan. Personally, I want to thank you. The impact that you have had through your hard work and positive influence cannot be denied. God bless you and God bless America. Mike from Lenawee. Thank you, Mike. Thank you to so many of you out there who have sent me text messages like that as well in the past. I've gotten them from a lot of people. Downstate Kim, Anita in Florida. We have listeners all over the place. But you know what's really the most satisfying? The absolute most satisfying? Presque County has completely new Republican elected officials from top to bottom, 100% all Republicans in that county. They got rid of the Democrat clerk that had been not even challenged. Nobody even ran against her as a Democrat. This Anne Marie person, she's gone. Darren Darga will be trained to be a clerk. He will be mentored by other clerks like Vicky, training that they will probably end up going to down in Lansing for new clerks, learning the elections, learning all the things that need to be done as a clerk. Is he fully trained already? No. Is Vicky fully trained? No. But they're quick learners. They're smart people. And they will implement some things that immediately will impact these counties. Now, one thing is important to understand. Y'all remember the 2020 debacle here in Antrim County? We talked about it many times. You've seen the headlines. Cheryl Guy ended up admitting that it was her human error that screwed up our elections and colored our Antrim County blue on the night of the November 8th, 2020 election. Right. November 6th, whatever the heck the date was. I haven't had any sleep yet, okay, folks? So bear with me on my dates today. November 6th, I forget. Anyway, bottom line is, it was her human error. They got reported to Jocelyn Benson and got wired to the AP and colored in our Antrim County blue when I was in the basement of Cobo Hall TCF Center with Patrick Kolbeck when the next morning they were taping up pizza boxes to the windows and we were trapped inside. Well, guess who came to a spring rally in Bel Air at Antrim County Clerk's office, Cheryl Guy's office? Three Democrat county clerks. One of them was Anne Marie from Presque County. She had her counter people tell anybody that came to the counter asking for Anne Marie that day that she was in a meeting. She wasn't in no dang meeting. She wasn't in that building. She was in Bel Air because I saw her with my own eyes. I was in the parking lot and saw and witnessed exactly who was there supporting Cheryl Guy. A Republican clerk who made a human error, screwed up, found the error, fixed it, corrected the problem, and basically lived up to her mistake. You know who else was there? A Democrat clerk from Genesee County down in Flint. I don't even remember his name. He was a complete idiot when he got up trying to defend Cheryl. And the last idiot that got up and spoke was none other than the communist socialist, former state representative that Dave Ageman knows very well. I believe Pat Kobach knows her very well, too. This Byram for Ingham County clerk. She was there. Anne Marie was there. And this Yahoo from Genesee County, Flint, Michigan, was there to defend our supposedly Republican clerk the spring of 2021. I think it was like April or May. It was a beautiful spring day. I remember it very well. Well, guess what? Bye-bye, Anne Marie. You lost. You're done. Have a nice retirement. Move on. Go on. Bye-bye. Cheryl Guy, same thing. Have a nice retirement, Cheryl. You're done. Because people in this county elected Vicky to be Cheryl Guy's replacement in the August 6th primary. If Cheryl Guy wanted to serve another 4 years as Antrim County Clerk, she should have filed as a Republican, because you can only get elected in this county if you run as a Republican. And she should have primary challenged Vicky head-to-head with her 12 years experience as a clerk, 40 years working in the Antrim County building. She graduated high school on a Friday night when she was 18 years old and started working there Monday morning the next day. She's been in the county building 43 years, blah, 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 blah. If you wanted to serve 4 more years as clerk, you should have challenged Vicky in the primary, but you didn't. You had your second cousin, David Tucker, from Bel Air, run. Now, she said she wasn't going to endorse the other 4 candidates or any of the 5 candidates, including Vicky. She was going to stay out of the endorsement game. Well, guess what? A month before the August 6th primary, roughly after the 4th of July, she saw the polls, and she came out and endorsed her second cousin. Vicky kicked his butt, as well as the other 3 candidates, and won the primary. 2 days later, she announces a writing campaign with a Democratic super PAC's help. Well, just like Donald Trump, the people of Antrim County spoke. With God's help, victorious Victoria. Text me VV and I'll send you the video. Final segment of hour number one before Cool Mike Farage comes on at 10 o'clock to update us about the state Republicans taking back the majority. We'll be right back.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Got 13 VVs during the break, and I sent out that video. Greatly appreciate you guys. I'm going to send you back this meme here. Somebody just sent me a picture. What is that? Okay, Kamala and Walz. Donald Trump's walking in the orange safety vest. And he's got a hold of them by the head of the hair. It looks like he's dragging them down the street, taking the garbage out. Love it. That's great. I like the cartoon one as well. That's pretty cute. I've been sending that out to everybody. TG. Let's see. Okay. Matt Maddock. Proverbs 21:31. And we give glory to the Lord. Amen. This was good versus evil. I've been saying that for months on this show. This was not a Republican thing against a Democrat thing. This was not people voting for the Republican and people voting for the Democrat. This is not what this was, folks. This was absolutely good versus evil. The agenda of Kamala Harris, even worse than Joe Biden's. At least Joe Biden was an old Democrat. Been in the U.S. Senate for how many decades? Dealing with Republicans like Newt Gingrich and, you know, Ronald Reagan, the whole nine yards. But he got elected when he was, what, 29 years old? Now he's, what, 79? I don't even know how old he is. The guy's been doing this for 50-some years, whatever it was. Again, I haven't gone to bed yet, so don't hold me accountable on my numbers. The bottom line is this. Kamala Harris was worse of a communist than Biden. She would have been willing to immediately give our medical treatments and sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. She would have been willing to have us enter into allowing the UN to take over our sovereignty of our country with regards to our borders, with regards to our firearms, gun confiscation. This woman was pure evil. And so was Tim Walz, by the way, the governor of Minnesota. Yeah, he's a full-blown communist. This was a God thing, without a doubt. It happened for the presidency of the United States. Why? Because we came so close, folks, to losing our republic over to the one world globalists that would have given up our sovereignty to everybody else to be part of the one world community. Open borders. Second Amendment gone. First Amendment gone. Parental consent gone. The list goes on and on and on what her agenda was. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the people of America finally woke up and said, no, we are going to stop this. And here's the good news. 4 years of Donald J. Trump, and he said it. He said it in his acceptance speech. Grand Rapids at 2:08 in the morning, yesterday morning, was his last rally as a candidate running for president. He's done. It's time to get to work. It's time to put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of making America healthy again. It's time to make Elon Musk the manufacturing czar, ambassador, to go and negotiate with other countries to bring manufacturing back. Why? Because they're going to reduce the corporate tax rate from 21 down to 15%. We are going to have filings of articles of incorporation in Delaware, funny, Joe Biden's state, that are going to go through the roof. The amount of corporate U.S. taxes that are going to be paid into the United States Treasury is going to pay down our national debt. This is going to be happening, folks, on steroids. When Elon Musk goes and negotiates with these countries to move their facilities to our country, providing jobs for Americans, factory jobs are going to be paying $120,000 a year, minimum. Because there will be so much demand for our labor, because we will have a skilled workforce that it will be second to none. He's going to flip this thing around so quick, it's going to amaze you how great and how successful so quickly we are going to become. And it was a God thing. It was prayers answered. We've all been praying. We've been praying together. You guys have been sending me text messages praying for Vicky's victory last night. It happened. And so did Donald Trump. And so did something happen in Lansing. Mike Farage is going to come on and give us a field report. He's been studying the numbers. He's been following these races. I'm hoping maybe perhaps Matt Maddox listening to the show. He just texted me. We need a new Speaker of the House. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure Matt Hall is not that speaker. I talked to Tom Kunz, K-U-N-S-E, Kunz, right? Yeah. He said something to me that really opened my eyes. He said, Randy, I have 30 votes. Tom, you know something I don't? Because I've been predicting 58, 52. If you got 30 votes, dude, that means you got 30 to 28. You're the next Speaker of the House. I'm going to have him on the show when he announces. But Mike Farage is coming on next to give us a field report and update. He's been following this all night. Ram in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. I'm going to go get some more coffee like I need it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discount.